This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
Jane Matinere, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
Okay, I'm on.
How about that?
I'm on.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Watch out! You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
Ben, it's nice to see you. What do you think the city needs to do?
We need to change the perception of the schools. There is a negative perception about Green Bay Public Schools. I'm just getting into it as a parent. My kid is in kindergarten at McCullough on the east side, and I think we need to improve how people view our schools. There's a perception, and I don't know if it's warranted or not.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at wiss.fm.
Mino and the Mayor.
Ben, it's nice to see you. You like it here. You're going to stay here. Your kids are young.
Yeah, Brewers, 6 and 4. Yeah.
Boys or girls?
Boy and a girl.
I sent you a card when you had
Vince. Yeah, thank you. He sent me a card when I had Vince said, I think Vince. Either your dad or you will be mayor one day in the city. We still have it somewhere, for sure. Yeah.
I love it.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin tourism had a record-breaking year in 2023, bringing in $25 billion in profit. Travel Wisconsin Communications Director Craig Trost says this is the second year in a row Wisconsin tourism recorded record-breaking numbers.
Tourism's economic impact grew in all 72 Wisconsin counties in 2023, and that was led by 45.9 million overnight visits to Wisconsin. That was up about 500,000 from 2022.
Milwaukee County alone brought in $4 billion. Wisconsin tourism continues to be one of the largest drivers of Wisconsin's economy. The Wisconsin DNR announced it will be awarding almost $600,000 in urban forestry grants to cities, counties, and nonprofit organizations. The grants will fund projects that help cities manage their trees and improve urban forestry. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose to the Blue Jays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' six-game winning streak at home is over. They lost 3-0 to the Toronto Blue Jays. Before the game, third baseman and leadoff batter Joey Ortiz was scratched from the lineup, manager Pat Murphy after the game.
Ortiz has a slight hamstring strain, and we didn't want to take any chances. So we'll get evaluated tomorrow and go from there. hopefully it's not long-term in any way.
22-year-old Carlos Rodriguez making his Major League debut, the third rookie pitcher to do so this season for the Brewers, and talked about how Murphy surprised him with the news.
He was telling me, yeah, I think we're going to throw a bullpen on Saturday, and then after we're going to put you on the development list on Monday. And like he threw me off there, and then he's like, you're going to start against Toronto on Tuesday. Pretty cool. All the coaches were in there, so it was a good experience.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. Network. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any remaining shower or storm ending, mostly clear skies developing in the overnight. Our lows dropping to the upper 50s to near 60 degrees. Wednesday, quite a bit of sunshine around the area with highs in the low to mid 80s. Thunderstorm chances for Wednesday night. It's 60 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Todd Albaugh. Join us next time as we're live in Richland Center with our friend Jane Matinair on the road. Also, Phil Nee from WRCO, WRCE, and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Radio Network.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who never leaves the house without wearing a cup, Pete Schwabba.
Let's light it. Conrad, you ready?
As always.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
But your mic wasn't turned on. So
I guess I'm not ready.
You're not ready. I don't usually ask you that quick, though, either. Hey, welcome to Nightlight, everybody. It is Tuesday in the overcast state of Wisconsin, at least in Northeast Wisconsin. But it still feels like summer. It was a lovely day, and I hope you all had a wonderful day.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Whichever part of our fair state you are in, it is great to have you with me here at Nightlight, where we are going to talk about movies, TV, and some funny Wisconsin stuff. We got great guests tonight. And a fun question, something that's near and dear to my heart.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
We'll talk about Gene Wilder's birthday today. He was born in Milwaukee, the great actor and comedian. And my guest tonight, I'm very excited. I've got two great guests. Stuart J. Waddles will be here at 8:35. Stuart and I started talking last week, and two of the subjects we were going to talk about were Summerfest and fibs. As a transplant, as a half fib, half cheese head, I really want to have that conversation because I think we can do better than fibs, Wisconsin people. We'll talk about that. Maybe Stuart and I will come up with something. You're welcome to give your thoughts, too.
This is the Brewers
as always.
Radio Network.
And at 7:35, my friend Joel Murray will be here. Joel is preparing to tour with the show.
This is
Whose
the Brewers
Line,
Radio Network.
Oh, my gosh, I forgot the name of the tour. But the show is Whose Line Is It Anyway? And they are touring. That will be very fun. And they're making a huge scene here
this
in Wisconsin.
The Brewers,
they'll be in
Radio
Madison
Network.
For 2 days, Wausau, Appleton, Eau Claire, and I think Milwaukee. That's going to be a really fun show. And Who's Live,
Radio
anyway,
Network.
That's what it's called. They switched it up on me. It's not named exactly how the TV show is named. It's Who's Live Anyway. So that will be fun to talk to Joel. Joel's
Network.
Also been on Mad Men. He was on the show Still Standing, Shameless. He's a really terrific actor, a very funny guy, and he's also directed quite a bit of TV. So
this
he's a
the
guy
Brewers
I'm very
Radio
excited
Network.
To interview. And he is... going to be here at 7:35, so that'll be fun. And Conrad, do you watch Whose Line Is It Anyway? Have you seen the show?
You know, I didn't know what it was when you were talking about it, and I looked up some YouTube videos.
And of course you do.
It's so funny. Every
it's
single
great.
Time you
Brewers
watch it,
Radio
you're going to laugh.
It's brilliant, and yeah. I'll be honest, I didn't know when the show first came out, I think Drew Carey was the host. And I thought, I love this, but I don't know if it'll make it. I don't know if America has an appetite for an improv show. But of course they do.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Because Second City has been in Chicago forever. It's more popular than ever. They have more stages now than they've ever had. It's a campus. Groundlings in LA is popular. Radio Network. Comedy Sports here in Wisconsin and Milwaukee is popular. So, of course, it's a big hit. And it's been on forever. They're coming to Wisconsin. That's going to be a really fun show for you to check out live. These guys, Ryan Stiles, Joel Murray, Greg Proops, and Ryan Davis, I think, is the fourth guy's name. Just tremendously talented performers. So, and I think you can get tickets now. And those are for shows in September. So it'll be a fun show. Check it out. We'll talk to Joel about it. Find out more at 7:35.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
And let's do this. Conrad, let's do the Scotty Summer, our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. I want to get this keyword out there as soon as possible tonight because people last night were clamoring for the keyword, and I didn't realize how many people were playing this thing. It's so popular, and people love it, and it's so easy. You just text in the keyword I'm about to give you. You can do it via telephone or the app. Either one works. The app is very simple. Again, I probably sound like a broken record player, but I'll say it anyway. If you have not downloaded the Civic Media app, please do. It's so easy. You get to take your favorite hosts with you wherever you go, and you can put it on all day and just set it on and listen to everybody on the network because everybody, all the shows are great. There is one winner per hour and one winner per day. And the grand prizes are Fort Atkinson Cottage on the Lake, including a pontoon boat. We're still not sure if you can tube behind a pontoon boat. I don't know if that's possible or not.
Radio Network.
A Lake Geneva stay at Harbor Shores and a Door County stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. It's a great contest. It's so easy. When you text in the keyword, you'll get a confirmation text back.
Brewers Radio
and
Network.
If you click on the links on that, you'll have the opportunity to win more prizes or have more chances to win, I should say. So, with that, and without further ado, tonight's Scotty keyword is Wisconsin. That's a great keyword. So fire away, folks. Wisconsin is tonight's Scotty keyword. Conrad, get ready. I haven't asked you if you've been warming up your thumbs.
Oh, they're always warm.
Yeah.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
You got warm thumbs. I don't know what to make of that. That sounded kind of obscene. I don't even know what to say. Sherry checks in. Hi, Pete. Hi, Sherry. Good to have you with me. Blake checks in. Hello, Mr. Pete Schwabba. No need to be so formal, Blake. Great to have you with us tonight, buddy. Sherry also says, hi, Conrad. And
this is the Brewers.
Blake says, I would like to do an interview with you sometime on my podcast I do. All right. We can talk about that, Blake. Sherry also says, wasn't that a game show long ago?
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
I don't know if it's a game. I guess it is kind of a game show. So there you go, Sherry. But check out the live show. That's the thing that's really going to crush.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
It's just a fun. Improv is so great, especially when you have seasoned pros like all the guys I just mentioned before. It's in live. I mean, it's fun when you watch it on TV, but you can feel the energy. Like if you've ever been to Second City or a Groundlings show, Second City, or even Comedy Sports in Milwaukee, you cannot beat the energy of a live show. And to see how these guys perform, I'm telling you, as great as it is on TV, you will want to check out the live show. So, Sherry, I am challenging you. This is a challenge directly to Sherry, one of our most loyal listeners. Check it out live. It's going to be great. Conrad, I have to ask you tonight, and you need to help me with this. Why don't I donate to Wikipedia? It's terrible. I believe in Wikipedia. I know it's not accurate. It's not factually accurate. It's not like a actual, fact document. But for some stuff, it's so easy to get information, and I click right past the donate, usually because I'm in a rush to get ready for this show or something. And I'm like, not going to pull out the debit card, you know? But please take a memo. I have to donate to Wikipedia.
I'll say,
I believe in them.
I'll write down, donate 99 cents to Wikipedia.
Oh, come on, man.
I always see that ad on their website.
I'm giving them my whole signing bonus. This is the Brewers. So let's go $1.23. And I've got $6 in an offshore account. I'll give that to Wikipedia as well. Gene Wilder was born today. That's a big birthday.
This is the Brewers.
The hilariously funny and incredibly well-rounded actor Gene Wilder, who was born in Milwaukee today in 1933, I believe.
This is the Brewers.
So we'll play some. We'll probably fire up a clip from What did we do? Blazing Saddles. I think we did Blazing Saddles on Cleavon Little's birthday.
Yeah, we did.
All right, so we'll do some Willy Wonka.
This is the Brewers yep. Radio okay, Network.
That's good. Gene Wilder's so great. I still think Blazing Saddles. You know, a movie you can't even watch anymore.
This is the Brewers. But that
pendulum
Radio
is
Network.
Swinging back. You can be risque or lewd. I can't live in a world where I can't be lewd
this
and watch
is the
my favorite comedy.
Radio Network.
All right, so Conrad and I touched on this last night. The movie Hitman on Netflix. I loved it.
Yeah,
this
me too.
Is the Brewers Radio
it crushed
Network.
At the New York Film Festival, and I want to say Venice Film Festival, maybe? This Glenn Powell is all over the place. I don't know what this guy
is
doing.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
But he was in Top Gun Maverick. He's playing opposite Sidney Sweeney. My daughter went to see the film like 7 times.
This is
only
the
cost
Brewers
$1,000
Network.
With concessions. You know, and now he's in this really cool film. Richard Linklater, maybe my favorite filmmaker.
This is the Brewers Radio
just a
Network.
Stud filmmaker. The guy does not make a bad movie. And if he makes a film you don't love, it's because he's taking a chance.
This
like
is the
with
Brewers
Slacker,
Radio Network.
Or Boyhood, which is one of my favorite movies of the last 10 years. And I wanted it to win an Oscar. He just takes chances and 99% of the time, it's a home run. Anyway, Hitman, I'm watching the credits. Glenn Powell co-wrote the script with Richard Linklater. And he produced it. Like, 3 years ago, I didn't even hear this guy. Does he live here in Green Bay?
I don't believe Glenn Powell lives in Green Bay.
He told me he was your neighbor over at the Morningwood Apartments.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Here's a weird thing, too. I can't believe when this stuff happens. And at first, I thought it was a hoax. There was a razor blade found.
This is the Brewers
at Qdoba
Radio Network
on Brady Street in Milwaukee.
Yeah,
I mean Brady Street. I used to work the Comedy Cafe 4 weeks a year. One of my favorite clubs to work in the whole country.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
And Brady Street was the coolest. You had Cataldos. You could get pasta at 5 a.m. and you didn't want to sit with your back to the door. Even if you were a comedian, you were scared to sit with
this
your back
the
to the door.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
But then they had the Brady Street Pharmacy, an actual pharmacy with an old-style breakfast counter, just filled with characters eating breakfast. Brady Street is one of
the
coolest streets.
Radio
I don't know
Network.
If it still is. You went to school there, Conrad. What do you think?
I love going to Brady Street.
Is it really like commercialized now, or is it still cool?
No, it's still cool. There's a couple bars I usually go on the weekend that are really fun.
Okay. So, having said that, that would make this Qdoba one of the cooler Qdobas in the country.
It was.
And somebody found a razor blade in their
burrito.
Wild rice. Burrito?
Yeah. It was. That Qdoba was
Brewers Radio Network.
Packed every single night.
Yeah. I don't know, man. That's like, at first I thought it was a hoax. Somebody, you know, trying to sue or get somebody in trouble that they didn't like that worked there. But apparently, it's the exact razor blade they use in the kitchen. Why are they using razor blades to cut things at Qdoba?
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
I didn't know that they did that. Do you think it just like accidentally like slipped into the burrito?
Yeah, guy's giving himself a close shave in the back and having
the
best shave of his
Radio
life.
Network.
Next thing you know, is razor blades in with the white rice in the queso. All right, we didn't even do our question tonight. Our question, all right, last night we talked about
the
giant spider invasion, shot here in Wisconsin, in northern Wisconsin, pardon me, in 1978. Crazy movie. So tonight's question.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
What bugs make you freak out the most? What bugs do you hate the most? That's tonight's question, folks. You got your keyword? Now join
the
fun. Let us know your answer. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Coming right back.
Walking with a love that's hooked on fire. Never to be mine, no matter how I try. You'll never walk alone. And you're forever talking on the phone.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, for Matt Nair on Air.
Radio Network.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Matt Mayer on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun. This
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno Fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Like have an Uno Fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt Mayer on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You've seen her dressed in blue.
Great to have you with me tonight.
This is the Brewers.
Lots
Radio
of keywords
Network.
Coming in on the Scani Summer Giveaway Extravaganza. Is that what it's actually called, Conrad? I think I got that wrong. Civic Media, Scani Summer, text to win.
This is the Brewers.
You are not
Radio
eligible,
Network.
Conrad. Don't even think about it.
I want the pontoon, though.
You want the a tube
exactly.
Behind the pontoon. From the 818, the Bridget Brewers says Radio maggots. Network. Gross. You know what? I was going to say mosquitoes, but maggots are disgusting. I was a garbage man after my freshman year in college.
This is the Brewers Radio
and
Network.
I worked with this guy, and after it rained, the maggots were just, they're the most disgusting creatures. And they were floating in a garbage
this
can
This is the
once.
Brewers Radio Network.
And this
Network.
Guy, his name was Mike. He's a big dude. And he kind of waddled this garbage can up onto the back of the dump truck. As it
this
were.
This is the Brewers
and
Radio
he lost
Network.
His handle, and the thing fell down, and the water splashed out, and he had maggots in his hair.
Oh.
And I just stood there paralyzed. Like, I there's nothing I can. I knew he wasn't going to die.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
But there's no way I was touching maggots or helping him. Sorry. I don't have it in me. Stacy Sue says, hi, Pete and Con. Hey, Stacy Sue. How are you?
Brewers
great to have
Radio
you with
Network.
Us tonight. What about the chocolate? Chocolate what in Milwaukee? Stacy Sue, the chocolate. Nas?
This is the Brewers Radio Network. Kind of,
when I was a kid, my mom had either a wolf or a wood spider stuck to her polyester green white checkered jumpsuit. I have issues with your mom's
this
wardrobe, Stacy, so I'm
Radio
not going to lie. I just pointed and screamed, plus centipedes. It sounds like Stacy Sue just doesn't like bugs or pantsuits.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
I was going to say mosquitoes, but I'm going to go maggots, too. What about you, K-Man?
Ticks for me.
Ticks
they
are
just,
bad.
They
yeah.
freak me out.
And you can get Lyme disease.
Yeah, exactly.
That's horrifying.
Radio
yeah.
Network.
That's the thing that freaks me out the most.
Have you seen the new ad with Chris Maloney talking about Lyme disease?
I have not.
That ad this will freak you out. Not just Radio because Network. He's bald and on steroids now and is trying to look like he's 31, but it's terrible. They if you get Lyme disease, you are in a
Radio
lot of trouble.
Network.
Like. It can mess you up for a long time.
Yeah, it freaks me out so much.
So we were talking about Hitman. What did you like about it,
this
Conrad?
This is the Brewers Radio
Everything.
Network.
It was yeah. great. You know, all pie is good pie, you know?
Yeah, that was a good line. Or was that like a one-off?
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
I agree. And that guy from The Walking Dead was in it. I can't think of his name right now, but he played like the foil
yeah.
to Glenn Powell.
Yep. Yeah.
This Pardon is the me. Brewers Radio Network.
Recommend that one, folks. Check yeah. it out. It's on Amazon Prime. You can rent it. Really solid. Richard Linklater. Bill Burr's birthday is this week.
This is the
and
Brewers Radio Network.
There are two
Network.
Times in my career. I only did stand-up full-time for 7 years. But I work with some just amazing people. And Bill Burr and
this
I worked
the Brewers
a college
Radio
gig
Network.
In Colorado. I did not know who he was. And he was fine. And 5 years later, my friends are raving about
Brewers,
him. I was writing
Radio
on
Network.
Some show, and I was like, yeah, he's okay. Holy smokes. He had turned, whatever that guy did, he had a revelation or something, and he became a phenomenal stand-up
this
comic.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
He turns 56 today. My other story about that is Larry the Cable Guy. He used to go by Dan Whitney, his real name. And he was great to me. In fact, he got
this
me in
the Brewers,
at the Comedy
Radio
Cafe
Network.
In Milwaukee. And Dan and I were pretty good friends. We were working Zanies in Chicago, and he has this construction hat with him. And he says, I'm doing a new character.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
So I'm like, okay. He goes up on stage, and he does, like one line. He goes, hey, you order cable?
This is the Brewers.
That was the beginning of Larry the Cable Guy. He gets off stage, and he comes over to me, and he's like, so what'd you think? And my response to the first iteration of Larry the Cable Guy was, eh. And a year later, he's selling out arenas. So that shows you what I know.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Okay, so we have, in just a few minutes, Joel Murray is going to be here. We're going to talk about his touring show, the live stage version of
this
Whose
is
Line
the
Is It Anyway?
Radio Network.
Whose Line? Conrad, help me.
Who's Live Anyway?
Who's Live Anyway? Yeah. Whose Line Is It Anyway? Is the TV version. Who's
this
Live
is the Brewers
Anyway?
Radio Network.
Is a live show you do not want to miss. We're going to talk to Joel about that. And in case you don't know, Joel... or his work, you will when you see him. He's a phenomenal actor.
This is the
and
Brewers
if you watch
Radio
the show,
Network.
Obviously you know who he is. But he was also in one of my favorite shows called Mad Men, and we have a clip. Here's Joel Murray in Mad Men.
Are you ready? Because
this
I want
is
you
the
to
Brewers
pay attention.
Radio Network.
This is the beginning of something. Do you have time to improve your life? Do you have precisely 30 seconds for a word from Accutron watches?
This is the Brewers
the watch appears
Radio
bottom
Network.
Third. The second hand moves with a fluid sweep, and above it, Accutron time. You go into a business meeting. Is there food in your teeth?
This is the Brewers
ashes on
Radio
your tie?
Network.
And you've got nothing to say. The meeting is boring, but you can't be. But you're wearing an Accutron. This watch makes you interesting.
This
it's
is
a
the Brewers Radio Network.
It's black
Network.
And white. We hear light traffic, no talking. We just see our man, you, late 20s, shaggy, with a youthful colic, but in
this
a suit and tie.
Brewers
this
Radio
is a businessman. Staring at his watch as muffled conversation swirls around him. Now we just hear the electronic hum.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
He stands up and the faces come into view. A couple of white-haired men and a contemporary who looks like Steve McQueen. You shake
this
hands
is the Brewers
and Steve
Radio
McQueen
Network.
Gets a look at your watch. We hear the first words. Is that Swiss? Now we're in color. And it's a little interview for the two of them while
this
the other
the
men
Brewers
look,
Radio
outlining
Network.
The benefits of this watch. It is Swiss. It is accurate. It is the height of design and technology.
This
Accutron.
Is the Brewers Radio
it's
Network.
It's not a timepiece. It's a conversation piece.
That kind of sums up that whole show.
This
just
is
with
the
that
Brewers
monologue.
Radio Network.
Did you watch Mad Men, Conrad?
I have never seen it.
Yeah, it's been off the air for a few years, but take a memo. You want to check it out, trust me. What
this
bugs freak you
Radio
out the
Network.
Most? I'll probably ask Joel Murray that, too. I think he spent some time in Wisconsin. That's tonight's question, and you can let
Brewers
us know
Radio Network.
Who that is. We've heard maggots, centipedes, mosquitoes, and ticks. All great candidates
this
for the,
the
most
Brewers
horrible
Radio
bug ever.
Network.
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know what bug freaks you out the most. And it is National
this
Corn
is
on the Cob Day.
Radio Network.
And I got to tell you, I would never eat. There's certain foods I would never eat. I don't eat a hot dog unless I'm at a baseball game.
This
I don't even really
Brewers
drink beer
Radio
unless
Network.
I'm at a baseball game. I'll only eat corn on the cob in the summer. We should do a question about cookout foods. What are the best
this
cookout
this is the
foods?
Brewers Radio
oh, yeah.
Network.
Take a memo. Tomorrow. We'll
sounds
do that
good.
One tomorrow. All right. So National Corn on the Cob Day. It's about time. Such
this
a food.
This is the Brewers Radio
its own day.
Network.
All right. So the clip we just played was from Mad Men. Joel Murray will be here coming up next. Very excited to talk to Joel. He will be joining us either from Los
this
Angeles or wherever
Radio
he
Network.
Is. They might already be on tour. I'm not sure. But we'll talk to Joel about the tour and what he's working on and all kinds of cool showbizy stuff. This is Pete Schwabba
this
and Nightlight on the Civic
Network.
Media Radio Network.
Brewers.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The latest look at prices out today as Americans hope for a break in inflation. ABC's Daria Albinger has details.
We get two big reports on inflation today. This morning, the government releases the latest Consumer Price Index, or CPI, a look at what we're paying for many things month to month and year over year. A few hours later, the Federal Reserve is expected to announce it's leaving a key interest rate unchanged.
President Biden travels back to Europe today, this time Italy, for the G7 summit. He was in Delaware Tuesday after a jury convicted his son Hunter of federal crimes for lying about his drug use while filling out gun forms. Republican primary voters in Nevada chose Sam Brown as the nominee for November Senate election. The retired Army captain will try to flip a seat held by Democrat Jackie Rosen. And thousands of Amazon Flex delivery drivers say they have been unpaid. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Democrats say they have a shot at regaining control of the Assembly in 2024. With retirements and redistricting, almost two-thirds of Assembly seats will be up for grabs in the 2024 election cycle. 120 Democrats are running for office, which is the most since 2011. The Wisconsin Elections Commission met on Monday to finalize the ballots for the August and November primaries. Wisconsin small business owners are worried about proposed cuts to the Affordable Care Act. Krissa Ostenzo owns an optometry clinic with her husband in Ladysmith. She says the premium cap for recent adjustments put health insurance within people's reach.
We always just had to encourage our employees to get health insurance and try to pay them enough to do it. And it really wasn't until the 8% that we succeeded in that. And they started all having health insurance.
The temporary ACA premium caps are set to expire at the end of next year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Here's one of Pete's picks. Check out The Last Stop in Yuma County on Amazon Prime. The film is set in Arizona and starts when a knife salesman pulls into a gas station that is out of gas and waiting for a tanker. While waiting at the diner next door, two bank robbers show up, as well as a handful of other locals. The film is full of tension and has no big stars, which makes it easy to lose yourself in the story. It will also surprise you more than once. The Last Stop in Yuma County received 98% on Rotten Tomatoes. Hollywood legend Elizabeth Taylor says her marriage to Eddie Fisher was one big friggin' awful mistake. Fisher must have felt that sting from beyond the grave. The New York Post reports that the quote came from a new documentary called Elizabeth Taylor, The Lost Tapes. Taylor also says husband Michael Wilding wasn't dominant enough. That sounds like one explicit documentary, even though she actually used the word friggin'. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any remaining shower or storm ending, mostly clear skies developing in the overnight. Our lows dropping to the upper 50s to near 60 degrees. Wednesday, quite a bit of sunshine around the area with highs of the low to mid 80s. Thunderstorm chances for Wednesday night. It's 60 at our studios.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Hey, it's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke with the Midwest Farm Report. Heard weekday mornings at 5 right here on WISS. If you like food, if you like farmers, tune in and learn. 5 a.m. on Air Support 93.3 FM and 1100 a.m. Oshkosh.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Paula Severson will join us from Dane by Local.
And we'll be broadcasting live from the Short Stack Eatery on State Street.
Talk to you in the morning.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who loves to watch true crime, but only if it's shoplifting, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Just another quick reminder, folks, to Civic Media. Scotty Summer text to win contest. Tonight's keyword is Wisconsin. So get out your phones and text that in, and then respond to the confirmation text, and you have a chance to win even more, or more of a chance to win.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Stuart J. Waddles will be here at 8:35 talking Summerfest and Fibs. Right now, I'm very excited to welcome my next guest. He is an extremely talented actor and comedian. And is also a pretty darn good director, too. You might know him from his show, Whose Line Is It Anyway?, or the show Mad Men, like we just heard a clip from. The extremely talented Joel Murray joins us on Nightlight. Hey, Joel.
Hey, Pete.
How you doing?
I'm good. Good to be on. I've been watching you for a while here.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
And you look pretty comfortable there. Is that a hotel room? Are you out on tour?
This is the fabulous AC Bozeman. I'm in Bozeman, Montana.
Oh, wow.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
I had a 5.5-mile hike at altitude already, and our tour manager brings along a raft occasionally for stuff like
this. This is the Brewers Radio Network.
We inflated a raft and sat out in the middle of a reservoir and lake in the mountains and drank beer and just sat around like we were
in the Brewers Radio Network.
Wisconsin with mountains. Nice. Yeah. So this is really fun. I'm glad you're here, Joel. I just love almost everything you do
is Network.
Because I love improv. I love sketch. Whose Line Is It Anyway? What a cool thing. Is this the first tour you guys have done?
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
These guys have been doing this for 25 years.
The live shows?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I filled in for a weekend 10 years ago.
This is the Chip Brewers Estin Radio
the
Network.
He got the part on Nashville. And he went to do the pilot, and he never came back. But I filled in for a weekend. I've been doing it for 10 years now.
Oh, wow. That's
the Brewers
so
Radio
good.
Network.
Yeah.
We played, every city, every state, going to Hawaii for Thanksgiving.
This
just
is the
got
Brewers
back from Alaska.
Radio Network.
We're doing a whole Montana, Idaho run right now. And, yeah, it's been a real blessing because I know a lot of guys that aren't working so much.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Were you able to do that for through COVID, or were you able to keep that going? Or
we were shut down for about 18 months.
Okay,
this is the Brewers.
Yeah, I remember
Radio
we were in Seattle, and I invited Eddie Vedder to come to the show, and all of a sudden he said, "Yeah, Joel, I was going to come, but we're having a little meeting."
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
I'm sorry, I'm going to miss you, man. And so when we got done with the show, the radio was on in the van, and it just a blurb saying, "Yeah, Pearl Jam has just
Brewers Radio
canceled
Network.
Their entire European tour." And it's like, "Ooh, this COVID thing's real."
Yeah,
but we were right there at the epicenter in Seattle when it started.
This is
the
Brewers Radio Network.
I was trying to tell people earlier on the show, like the show Whose Line Is It Anyway is great. And watching, improv on TV is great, but
this
you cannot
the
beat
Radio Network.
The energy of a live performance. Why is that, Joel?
Well, I mean, we do a similar show. We play a lot of
this
the games,
the
but there,
Radio
there's
Network.
Four guys. There's a piano player, whatever. Our orchestra, Bob Derkach, right now. Laura Hall from the show actually does it sometimes. But
this is the Brewers Radio Network.
We introduce the next scene. There's no hosts. We kind of take turns hosting the next game, and it's more fast-paced. There's a lot more audience participation. There's
this
a lot
the
more
Brewers
kind of singing,
Radio Network
and nonsense as well. But it's a fun show, and we're selling tickets now. It's nuts. We're just laughing.
Radio
we're going
Network.
To some of these places on a Tuesday night and selling 1,600 tickets.
Wow! I love that you guys are doing it in you're in Eau Claire. You're in Wausau. You're really getting into some of
the
smaller towns,
Network.
And to see that kind of a response, I think is so cool.
Oh, yeah. And you go, you know, we always say we're missionaries of mirth. Gosh darn it, we're bringing it around. But you go into some of these towns like Pocatello, Idaho, and they're like, what are you guys doing here? Well, we're doing a show to 1,300 of you.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Take that money and put it in our pocket. Thanks. Bye.
Has the tour, do the live tours help the ratings of the show? I imagine they must.
This is the show's, Brewers,
you know, it's strange, and I've never been on the show. I did like a 10-hour audition years ago, and they said, okay, you're the next guy. You're in our bullpen now.
Oh, wow.
And
this is the Brewers.
Gary Anthony Hall and I, Gary Anthony Williams and I, and he has gotten to be on the show because he's a really talented singer. And
this is the Brewers.
Wayne
Radio
went
Network.
Down, and he filled in for Wayne Brady one night. But they generally want the three guys, and then they never really have to go to the fourth because there's 30 guys
the Brewers,
that want that
Radio
spot
Network.
And a few gals. The original question was
just
what?
If you thought it helped the ratings. And I thought you had been on the show, not all the time. But
Radio
yeah.
Network.
Yeah, no, the ratings, it's on the CW on like Saturday afternoons. They've just kind of buried it in a weird spot. But it does amazingly well
Brewers,
in syndication.
Radio Network.
And when you can find it, people will watch it, you know, endlessly.
Yeah.
But never been there.
Do you like getting out of
Brewers,
LA, Joel?
Radio Network.
I do. I like hotels. The AC has a fabulous breakfast. you know, it's very European. I like traveling. I like seeing people
Network.
Around the country and, you know, being, you know, relieved that, no, we're not all crazy. We all don't hate each other. That's not
this
necessarily
is the Brewers
true.
Radio
and
Network.
We play some places where you'd think it's going to be one way, and then you get down to Alabama and find out Huntsville is one of the smartest cities in the country.
This is the Brewers Radio
Network.
I didn't
see Alabama bringing it.
Yeah, I feel like the same way, like theater, movies, TV, it has the same effect as sports. It brings us together.
This is the Brewers Radio
Network.
You know,
you're always going to have people that don't like the NFL for this or don't like, you know, theater or Hollywood for whatever reason. But by and large, I think it's a really uniting thing.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
We do the show with Ryan Stiles and Greg Proops and Jeff Davis and a piano player. And Proops will get political now and then. It's like, okay, well, now you got to dig yourself out of that hole for half the audience. So you kind of try to stay away from it when you can.
Right. You came up through Second City, Joel.
Brewers Radio Network.
How has that training benefited you? Like, it's such a great, like, I started doing stand-up in Chicago. There is a network to a degree of comedians, a brotherhood, if you will.
Network.
Man, as I've gone through the business over the years, that Second City Network is a force to be reckoned with, and all you guys seem to work.
This is the Brewers
well,
Radio
you know,
Network.
You learn at the Second City, doing it 300 nights a year, whatever, in front of a 350-seat theater every night. You learn what you do
this
that's
is the
funny.
Brewers
and,
Radio Network.
That's the comedy college of it, is you learn what you're doing, and you get to take a lot of chances and try a lot of different things, but you know... I can do this.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
You don't end up being the people you're not. And, you know, I came through at a good time with, you know, I came after Jeanette Schwabba. but I came through
Brewers
with, like,
Radio
Timmy Meadows
Network.
And Farley and Bob Odenkirk replaced me when I left. I worked with him a bit. And Bonnie Hunt, Mike Myers. So, I got in
Brewers
at a good time
Radio Network.
Where, you know, it's just kind of electric sometimes, you know, and you just move on.
Yeah,
and work.
Bonnie
this
Hunt
is, the Brewers
is from my
Network.
Neighborhood, Portage Park. And I didn't know that, but I got to talking to her at MGM one day, and she told me where she was from, and I was like, what the heck? Like, she said she even worked at McDonald's.
This is the Brewers Radio Network. And
worked beside her.
That one cracked me up. And Laura Hall is one of my favorite people. Her and Rick were our neighbors in L.A., and I love them. She is so
this
incredibly
is the Brewers
talented.
Radio Network.
When I first started in the Second City Touring Company, which is the first gig you get there, I was in a touring company with Laura Wasserman, who is now Laura Hall. So
this is the Brewers.
We laugh.
Network.
We're sitting in the Sprinter van, and we've just gotten off a first-class flight. And it's like, how about this? We're going to, you know, we're going to the Hilton. We're going to a nice hotel.
This
we're not in
Brewers
a Motel
Radio
6
Network.
Like we were back in 1985.
That's great that you recognize that, too. My guest is Joel Murray, and his show, Who's Live
is
Anyway,
Brewers,
is touring
Radio
all
Network.
Throughout Wisconsin. Well, all throughout America. But they'll be in Wisconsin in September. You've got
Appleton on the 19th,
Appleton
Madison on the 20th,
this is the
Wausau
Brewers
on the
Radio
21st,
Network.
And Eau Claire on the 22nd.
And you've got, I think you've got two nights in Madison. Did you guys add a night? I want to say you're there the 10th and the 20th at the Orpheum.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Really?
I think so, Joel. That's what it said on the website. But so
that's what's been going on with us is, you know, you get your schedule and you've got it on one list and then you find out, well,
Radio Network.
We sold out, so we're going to drive back 750 miles to go do a second show.
I did notice that, you know? Too. I was like, oh, you're going to West Bend and then you're going to Miami.
This is the
then, you know,
Radio Network.
But it'll be fun. You guys seem to enjoy each other. All right, so Joel, you're from this kind of showbiz family. You've got brothers in the business,
this
Bill and Brian.
Brewers,
and I think you had a brother
Network.
Named John. When I was doing stand-up, I remember a John Murray at Second City. What was
moving violations?
what was that?
This
intimidating.
Is the Brewers
Radio
Did
that
Network.
Like give you reassurance that you could kind of do this because you saw your brothers do it, or was it? How did that affect you as a performer?
Well, I mean, back in the day, I saw Joe Flaherty and Belushi with my brother Brian and Harold Ramis, and I thought there was no way I could ever do this. But, you know, and then as things went on, I was at Loyal Academy in Wilmette, and they had a company come out, and I saw, like, Mike Haggerty and George Went, and I'm like, I can do that, though. So,
this is the Brewers Radio Network.
Find the right people to, you know, convince you that you can do it. And, I came by, you know, along like a dozen years after Billy was there. So it wasn't like I had him, you know, it wasn't like grade school where I had brothers that had just, you know, terrorized teachers and stuff like that. It had been a while.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
It was a great time. I was working at a National Video. I was going to Loyola, Chicago. I was working at a National Video, which was only a couple blocks from
the
Second City. And somebody came over and said, Joyce Sloan, the matriarch of the Second City, wants you to come to the Christmas party tonight or tomorrow night or something like that. So I went over there and I hung out with Isabella Hoffman, who was gorgeous, and Megan Faye, who's Irish and wonderful, and hung out with these fabulous people and watched Joyce give out gifts to everybody and Fred Kaz play the piano and everybody get bonuses. And I walked home in the snow that night and about eight inches of snow fell while we were inside. And I was like, I found the family that I needed to be back.
Wow.
And that was the place. And it was all because Joyce all of a sudden decided, you know, I think that other Murray boy might be ready.
That was kind of my next question was, did you have a moment or a revelation where you thought, I can do this or I want to do this? And it sounds like that's exactly what you just described. That's so cool.
Well, Joyce kicked me and I started taking classes right away. And then I ran into Del Close was teaching up at the Cross Currents. Chris Barnes, who was my brother Johnny's friend in New York, said, you got to go see this, you know, Del's teaching classes again. So we ended up being like the first group that started the Improv Olympic in Chicago in Cross Currents. We were Del's, you know, we were Del's. We were just brainwashed. We would do anything Del said. And we had a very good group of people then, too. And, you know, we were doing improv six nights a week, and we maybe made $15 a week.
But you weren't doing it for that anyway, right? I mean, you do it for free, and you don't want them to know that, but...
But now, they're paying me. Network.
Yeah, that's better. Nicely. And you got a raft in Montana. That you can't go wrong there. Yeah. Hey, get a plug-in, if you would, for... speaking of your brothers, Murray Brothers Caddyshack in Chicago. Network. I still have never been there, but it sounds like a really cool place.
Well, we've got one in St. Augustine, which we've had for like 22 years. And then we got one in Rosemont that's right
by
the airport.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
And it's fun. It's good American food. My brother Andy was always a cook. And I mean, he faked his IDs when he was like 12. So he could
this is the Brewers Radio Network.
A short order cook. But yeah, it's fun. It's got a lot of Murray movie memorabilia, which is hard to say. And it's good food.
This is the Brewers
Radio
Network.
Try the Brussels sprouts. There's stuff. I wanted to throw one thing at you. My boy Hank is, I've got four kids, three boys and a
right.
girl. My boy Hank is the best gift buyer in the world.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
But he got me this for Christmas. But this is the 1970 Accutron watch that I was talking about in that clip earlier.
He found it in the Brewers
Radio Network.
He found it in a pawn shop.
See, I can't do gifts like that. I'm the worst gift getter. That's really thoughtful and cool.
Yeah, no, he's really good at it. I'm kind of like, I'm thinking of a number, and you're getting it. I'm a cash guy.
That's great. Joel Murray is my guest. Next, I'm going to ask him about his John Wayne Gacy story, and I hope you remember telling that to me, Joel. We'll do that next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And it breaks my heart. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We are experiencing a stretch of severe weather in Wisconsin. 22 tornadoes were reported over four different days. This includes the strongest one that ripped through Evansville area, marking the first time that a tornado ever touched down during the month of February in Wisconsin. Now, we typically average 23 tornadoes during an entire year and recorded 21 in 2023. But we've already surpassed last year, and what's considered to be the most severe weather months of June and July are still ahead of us. One more thing, forecasters are predicting a shift to a La Nina climate pattern in July, meaning our severe weather season could be longer and more damaging than ever. Information you need to be sure you and your family are always weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is the Brewer Radio Network.
Isn't she lovely?
This is the Brewer Radio Network.
From the 707, Sherry, northwest coast of California, says the flying cockroach things in Georgia. I think those are called palmetto bugs.
Radio Network.
I remember whenever I'd work Florida, I had no idea that they were huge and they were just disgusting. Yeah, that's a good one. Roaches. Nobody said roaches yet. And Amanda says ticks. So
this is the Brewers
she joins
Radio
Conrad
Network
on the tick train. My guest is Joel Murray. He is here to promote and just kind of talk about his career, which is kind of fun. But the show is Who's Live Anyway? It will be in Wisconsin in September. I think there are two dates. We have to confirm that in Madison. One in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Appleton. So it's Ryan Stiles, Jeff Davis, Brian, Jeff Davis, Ryan Stiles, and Joel Murray. Greg Proops. Yeah, I remember Greg from. I didn't know Greg had a
Radio Network
improv background. Joel, I remember him as a stand-up.
He was actually on the British version before Stiles.
Yeah,
he was the first one to get.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
To go to England. But yeah, those guys have been doing this 30 plus years.
Yeah, that's a pretty good gig. So, all right. So the last time I saw you in person, Joel, was about, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago. And we met for a Philly cheesesteak. I already forget their name. It was kind of by your place. What was that place called?
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Yeah, you got me there.
Okay. Well, it was a Joel recommendation. It was dynamite. I was horrified. You told a story about John Wayne Gacy because that's about the age you were, or you were around that time in Chicago. Will you share that story?
Well, I was a football player. I was a
captain
of the team,
Radio Network,
fullback and a cornerback, and I was also the lead in the musical, which I don't know too many people did both. But I was hitchhiking to practice one morning, like 6:30 in the morning.
Radio Network.
Early, we were double sessions, and I'm hitchhiking and. This guy picks me up in kind of a panel truck, you know, a pickup truck with tool
this
things
is the Brewers
on the side.
Radio
and,
Network.
I get in. I'm going over to Loyal Academy. And so the guy's, oh, you're a football player. Yeah. And I said, I'm going to practice. Yeah, I'm a football player.
This
and,
is the Brewers
all of a
Radio
I, in
Network.
In his left hand, he starts unfolding a picture. And it's a picture of two naked guys in a shower. And he all of a sudden just kind of looks at me and goes,
this is the Brewers Radio
nice
Network.
For football players, don't you think? And I like, yeah, oh, they might be tight ends or wide receivers. I'm not sure, but yeah, no, I don't think it.
This is the
anyway,
Brewers Radio Network.
And we kind of rode along for a while, and then we got caught at a red light, and I got out, and I flipped them off about five times. I slammed the door about six
times.
This
is the Brewers Radio Network.
I walked over the bridge to get to Loyola rather than continue down lake. And about, I don't know, maybe 6-8 weeks later, he was arrested. I saw a mugshot of John Wayne Gacy, this killer that had 42 bodies underneath his house. And like, that's the guy. And I almost threw up on the spot. And
this is the Brewers Radio Network.
Yeah. And, you know, I worked construction. I mean, if he had offered me, you know, good job for $30 an hour or something like that.
This
back then,
the
I might have jumped.
Radio
forget
network.
Football.
Right.
The electrician's assistant, you know, or something. But it's just horrible.
It's so, the first time you told me that story, I was like, how many guys were in a similar situation and thought I should get out of this and didn't? But you went, you crossed the line and did. I mean, yeah, you're lucky to be alive. That is so crazy.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Sure. Just a crazy time. And I hitchhiked everywhere. I used to, you know, hitchhike to school every day.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
You know, it's about 5 miles down Lake Avenue from the Academy. And I used to hitchhike on like highway on ramps back when we were doing improv. I was painting houses.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
That is.
Yeah.
And hitchhiking all the way into the city and then hitchhiking back at like 3 a.m. And I just
this
never
is the
really
Brewers
heard of it.
Radio
I had guys
Network.
Pull guns out and put them on the bench seat of a pickup truck between us. I had weird stuff happen and solicited and things like
this
that.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
I never
Network.
Got hurt. Never got.
Wow.
You know, I don't know.
Your hitchhiking crazy. Days are over though, correct?
Why? It's just as dangerous.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
It probably is, but you'd still be crazy to do it. Yeah. What is life like on a Chuck Lorre show? You've done your share of those. Is it as funny? Like they're so jokey and funny. Is it the same backstage or between takes? Is everybody cracking up? That's how I picture it.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
That's it, kind of life. You know.
Yeah.
I had a pretty good 5 years on Dharma and Greg. That was like 5 blocks from my house, which is insane in Hollywood. You know?
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
You know, Chuck. Some people don't like Chuck, but I'm like, well, Chuck suffers no fools. So if he doesn't, if he was mean to you,
this is the Brewers Radio Network.
Thank you for saving my time there. But you know, I worked on 2 and a Half Men. I worked on Big Bang. I directed Big Bang in kind of a cook-off thing.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
I didn't get the cook-off. So every time I get a residual check from the one episode I did, I think, well, Mark Sandrowski got 225 of these today.
Oh my gosh.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
I'm happy for him.
Yeah. You know, the sitcom life, you talk about laughing at the bank. It's really fun.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
My main experience on Dharma and Greg, you know, those parents were all so happy to have that gig. And, you know, they're my age now, kind of. They were my age.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
To be a dad on something again, just for that run. But I did a Connors this year. I did an extended family.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Bob Hart Abishola.
Yeah.
I play his grandfather on that show. But coincidentally, two of them got canceled after I was there. Wait a minute.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
But I mean, I was built for the sitcom life. You know, that little bit of theater on Friday night in front of a live audience that you get the energy. And
this
then,
is the Brewers Radio Network.
Pre-shooting on Thursday and then, you know, the 2 hour days on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Yeah. And
it's
are
the
this is the Brewers
like, are Chuck
Radio
Lorre
Network.
Shows? Do they get out of there at Friday at a decent hour, or are those shows that they're there for a while, or is it a well-oiled machine?
Oh no, that's beyond well-oiled.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Fixer. That is the one thing. Chuck Lorre can fix a scene that's not working, and you know they'll have a director and he's not there, but all of a sudden he comes on the floor. And
this is the Brewers Radio
you're
Network.
That angry? No, you're amused by all this.
Huh?
Oh, and all of a sudden the scene's hysterical. with one little note like that.
This
he's
is
really
the Brewers
good at
Radio
does.
Network.
He's been very good to me over the years. He always just a rando every year. Like, hey, why don't you come, you know, be this bartender?
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Why don't you be a gay Christmas tree salesman and give Ashton Kutcher a hard time? You know? Like, okay, well, he just made your insurance for the year. So
this is the Brewers Radio Network.
Hey, can you hang for a few more minutes, Joel?
Yeah, I got to go meet Ryan for dinner. I was going to go. We're not even allowed to say the M
this
word.
This is the Brewers Radio
we were
Network.
About maggots, by the way.
Okay.
And what about cicadas? Are they as frightening as the people are saying?
Add that to the list. They're here. Can you give
this
us a few more
Brewers
minutes after the news?
Radio Network.
Sure.
Okay, perfect.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday, we'll discuss how Republican legislators took a bipartisan plan to improve literacy and turned it into yet another unfunded mandate.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Radio Network.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today. Peter@civicmedia.us.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.